to another episode of Sounds Reasonable to Me. This podcast is created and produced by IamReasonable.com, and I'm your host, CJ Sand. In this week's episode, we're going to take a look at the world you create and how to make it better. One of the things I like best about being a teacher is that I get to create the world in my classroom. What's acceptable, what's not acceptable, how we treat each other, how we work, whether the learning is going to be fun or a boring, tedious chore. It's all up for me to decide. Now, when I was a younger teacher, there were many things in the world I created in my classroom that did not work so well. I had troubles. Trouble with classroom management. That's a fancy way of saying discipline. And things were often way more work and bother than they needed to be. Lots of wasted time. Lots of angst. I would complain about my students to my father, who at that time was already an experienced teacher. But any time I would try and put the blame for the bad behavior on my students, my dad would stop me right there and say, "Hey, you created that world in your classroom. If it isn't working, well, then that isn't necessarily the kid's fault, now is it? Change the world you created, and their behavior will change." And sure enough, he was right. I would change the routines, the rules, the order of things we did, and suddenly everything worked, and I had a classroom full of happy, motivated kids. They were the same ones who were making my life a misery just the week before, but that's before I adjusted the world that they were learning in. Now let's take a look and see if this same rule could apply to all of us with our families, our communities, our country, and on our planet. Is the difference between living in a paradise or a hell on earth just a matter of tweaking the world we live in, just like in my classroom? Have we always had all the ingredients for either paradise or disaster right at our fingertips? Is it not so much a matter of acquiring things we need to build a peaceful, just, and happy world, or is it just a matter of arranging the things we already have? And if so, whose job is it to do the arranging, the tweaking? I guess it depends on which job you're talking about. In a family, I guess it's really up to the parents. They get to make the rules and decide what's acceptable and unacceptable. That's why I think the relationships between parents and the job of parenting, these are probably the two most important things in our world, and yet tragically, far too often, these are overlooked aspects in our world. Things like careers and money, homes, social activities, they all get in the way. And these most critical aspects of building the world we want to live in are pushed aside or put off until later. A quote attributed to Mother Teresa says, "If you want to change the world, go home and love your family." It's good advice. And since so much of our lives are played out in our own home with our own family, maybe that would be a good place for all of us to start if we would like to do some tweaking and change the world we live in for the better. Of course, it gets more complex as we move to our community, our nation, and our planet, because so many other people have a say in what goes on, and sometimes those people will say one thing publicly while secretly doing just the opposite in private. People say a lot of things, and discerning the truth usually is a matter of listening to both sides of any argument, realizing that both sides are giving us their own form of propaganda, and then finding a place in the middle where the truth might actually be found. If we want to change things for the better, I think our best path forward is to use our votes to put people into office that would be a catalyst for positive change, and to be positive ourselves and make our voices heard in our communities, our countries, and for our planet. So, what am I trying to say here? I guess it all goes back to my classroom situation as a young teacher. When things didn't work, I wanted to blame the kids. But the problem was actually myself all along. Myself and the world I had created. Perhaps we all need to take a closer look at the worlds we live in. The worlds we create. The world in our home, in our community, our country, and on our planet, and rather than taking the wide and easy road that leads to blaming someone else, vilifying outsiders or immigrants, finding some convenient villain or scapegoat to take the blame for our problems, we need to look inside and take responsibility for our own lives, our own choices. We need to realize that we have much more power than we imagine. We can change things for the better in our home, in our community, our nation, and on our planet by being a catalyst for good. Not blaming others, but taking action to change a world that isn't working and turn it into a world that not only works for ourselves, but for others as well. And living a life where people take responsibility for the world they live in, the world they create, and becoming catalysts for positive change in the world, well, that sounds reasonable to me. Thank you for listening. Sounds Reasonable to Me is an IamReasonable.com production. IamReasonable.com, working for a more reasonable tomorrow.